Facial recognition is growing like wildfire. So why not a database that targets Jewish criminals? For instance, suppose you're President of the United States and need to pick an Assistant Secretary of State. A balding man with a double hook nose walks into the Oval Office and you need to do a quick facial check. With your iPad on hand, you click on your Jewish facial recognition app and various pictures pop up. It's Elliot Abrams, you say, Jewish neocon who hyped WMDs to invade Iraq and called Trump a dangerous ignoramus. Show him the door you command. Get him out of here. Another setting. Let's say you own a bakery shop specializing in wedding cakes. A grizzled old hag walks in with a nasty look about her. You're not sure if she's there to buy muffins or up to some mischief. Get out that iPad and open your JFR app. Oh my, you shudder. It's Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Supreme Court Justice who twisted the 14th Amendment into legalizing same-sex marriage. Suddenly, she requests a wedding cake for a wonderful gay couple with a plume on top of two men kissing each other. You're for free speech and all that, but free sex morphing into perversion, not so good. With your Jewish facial recognition app, tap Help and scroll down to Escape Tactics. Ah, there it is. Tell mischief-making customers that the cake mixes shipped in this week had brown bugs crawling through it. Watch the hags scurry out the door. One more. You're prepping a presentation of speakers at Trump's inauguration to a conservative audience. Reviewing the clips, you see a sleaze with a prominent hook nose talking about homosexuals, LGBTQs, and others confused about their anatomy.
Whatever our race, religion, sexual orientation, gender identity.
Who is this guy, you ask? Get out that JFR app. It's Senator Chuckie Schumer, you exclaim, with pictures of him promoting all kinds of liberal things. Scratch him, you say, my audience will stone me if I don't. See how it works? A bit politically incorrect, but how else can we get to the bottom of things? There's even more to come in this bottomless pit. Stay tuned for my next edition of Jewish Facial Recognition.